Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are everywhere in your media universe. We are on digital, FM, Sirius satellite radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, Lindsay Lohan needs them, but the American Beverage Institute says the rest of us don't. Oh, it's a mystery. What is it? A team of minders? Good roles?
Such a tease.
A new life coach?
Such a
different
tease.
Parents? What are they? Find out next, but first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. It's getting a lot rougher in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood. Thousands of families are fleeing the fighting there. NPR's Tom Bowman is in Baghdad with the latest and the context.
Whole sections of Sadr City are being emptied of families, and Shiite fighters are moving into their abandoned houses. Somewhere between 6,000 and 35,000 residents have packed up their belongings, some only the clothes on their back, and fled in the past week, according to the Iraqi Red Crescent Organization and NPR sources inside the teeming slum. For 6 weeks, U.S. and Iraqi forces have been battling elements of the Mehdi army there. That's the militia group led by anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr City is home to some 2.5 million people. The Iraqi government says about 1,000 fighters and civilians in Sadr City have been killed since the battle began.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting from Baghdad. Former Russian President Vladimir Putin is now officially prime minister. Russia's parliament confirmed him today. This comes one day after Putin's handpicked successor, Dmitry Medvedev, took over the presidency. The office of prime minister has traditionally been weak, but Putin is widely expected to use it as a powerful post. Drivers are paying big bucks for gas. Now Democrats in Congress want to make the oil companies hurt, too. They want windfall profit taxes and rollbacks of corporate tax breaks. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Senate Democrats want to impose a 25% tax on the windfall profits of oil companies. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York says oil companies are, in his words, raking up obscene profits left and right. In the House, Democrats want the president to stop buying 70,000 barrels of oil a day for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey.
The United States government is serious about not allowing this money to be really just taken out of the pockets of consumers at the pump.
The proposal to stop filling the strategic oil reserve has bipartisan support, but a windfall profits tax has little chance of getting through the Senate.
NPR's Brian Naylor reporting. Most of the hurt from computer hackers is mental or financial, but a disturbing attack on an epilepsy group's homepage caused real-life physical pain. Hackers broke into the Epilepsy Foundation's website. They rigged it to show pulsing images and flashing pictures. These can trigger severe headaches, even seizures, in people with epilepsy. It's the same kind of response that sometimes happens with cartoons and video games. Several people were hurt. The FBI is investigating. A controversial anti-smoking drug still has the government's seal of approval. Chantix has been under fire for links to depression and suicidal behavior. The U.S. Public Health Service says it's highly effective for people who want off cigarettes. The new guidelines say smokers taking Chantix should also get counseling. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.